thrust ourselves into your Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with lots of things going on, as is usual. Anybody who says, I always love these guys go on the air and they say, well, it's a slow news day. If you are a moron, then you have no interest in anything.
I'm going back to bed. If there's no news, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, right. Let's forget about all of this. No, we have lots of things going on in our lives. Every day is a new day. Every day is an exciting day. If you're a consumer, I want to talk about spending during this hour. And that goes hand in hand with our queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, who's going to save you money. It's Fun Friday, freebies galore. What do we have, Roberta?
Oh, we have a deal at Famous Footwear. We have an incredible deal at Piper Lime. We have free Ladies Home Journal. We have free stuff from the Body
Shop.
We've got an incredible knife for like a stupid price. And we have free letters from Santa.
Huh?
Letters from Santa.
What'd you say?
Letters from Santa.
It's almost Christmas.
It's October 25th, 2 months from today is Christmas.
You have to order these things ahead of time.
Well, can you wait until after Halloween at least? I'd rather wait until after Thanksgiving. Really? Has the Better Business Bureau checked this out?
I have no idea.
I want to know, first of all.
You're Scrooge.
Wait till you get to Christmas, you think I'm Scrooge. A lot will depend on what happens to me now on Christmas, right? That's usually the way it works. It's 8 after. So the report from our Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, in a few moments. Then Jennifer, in the next half hour, has a television report, which will include, but not be limited to...
Well, I would normally just tease you here and say there's a TV show coming back. But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
It's Murder, She Wrote.
Really?
Really?
I'm going to have
Angela
a
Lansbury still around?
No.
Hey, she's still alive, but I don't think
she
she's doing it.
No.
Who's going to... Well, you'll have to talk
Oscar winner.
All right. Oscar's going to play the same thing. Wow, this is going to be
an Oscar winner, not Oscar.
Not Oscar. But wouldn't that Murder, She Wrote... Wouldn't it be interesting they just turn it around? Murder, He Wrote. And have
could.
A guy...
You want it to be you? You could ride your bike all over New England. It'd be fun.
I could do that. It'd be a lot of fun. Exactly. Speaking about New England, the Better Business Bureau has alerted people. We had to talk to Stephen J.J. Wiseman about this. He's our expert in scams. Ticket scams galore for the World Series. Red Sox lost last night 4-2, so it's 1-1 as they leave Boston. Are they playing in St. Louis tonight, or is it the weekend? It's like Saturday, Sunday, right? Would
tomorrow.
Be the games.
It'll be tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I think they're off today.
But look out for the ticket scams, because there are plenty of them, and you can imagine wherever there's something like this, there are always opportunities for people to screw around with you, and therefore be careful if you want to go.
Obamacare websites and fake World Series tickets.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody anymore.
No, it's horrible. How can we live in this? Let's go move somewhere else. Where should we go? You want to go to Belize?
I want to go the Deutschland. Are they the happiest there?
Deutschland?
What?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Oh, Denmark,
Denmark
is the happiest.
Deutschmark. In Deutschland, they're not happy because we're spying on their chancellor.
They're not allowed to be.
Yeah, well, they're our friends.
And Germans are not normally pretty happy people anyway.
Jovial. Yes.
Right? No, they're not happy people.
Sure they are. They have Oktoberfest and beer, and they get to eat ham all the time.
They have to be drunk in order to be happy, though.
So do we.
No, I don't have to be drunk. I'm
Roberta
happy.
And I are drunk right now.
You're happy. I'm drunk with love. How's that? I'm drunk with passion. I'm drunk with the fact that it's a beautiful Friday and I can cut corn and fill my silos all weekend long. How's that? And I'm thankful because I still have my house.
Yes, the sheep are running for cover.
Yeah, right. Roberta, we don't have sheep. But thanks very much.
Sorry, I thought you did.
As long as we are in Boston with our focus, I'm going to ignore
Doug's
that.
Doug's sworn off dating, Roberta.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I'm not dating. Anyway, the victims of the Boston Marathon, the bombing that took place 6 months ago, if you can believe that, 6 months ago, it seems like yesterday. I can remember hearing descriptions of people that have been walking up and down the street there. Hey, just before it happened. Oof. Anyway, there was a tribute during Game 2 of the World Series at Fenway Park last night. Survivors of the bombing stood on the field during the seventh inning stretch as James Taylor led the crowd in America the Beautiful. Remember the whole situation with all those people wounded? I think the final count was like 260-some-odd who were wounded in the bombings. Red Sox have repeatedly honored the victims and survivors over the course of the season. Players visited the injured in hospitals as the season began. Second baseman Dustin Pedroia told reporters before the game last night the team has tried to help the city through what he called the toughest of times. So, Michael, Pedroia, is he the leadoff batter or is he in fourth place?
I don't know where he is in the lineup. I know he plays second base.
Didn't he have like a .400 average this year?
Not that high, but he's a good hitter.
Yeah. Who's the guy who has the best hitting record for the Red Sox? For some reason, I thought it was him.
It might be him, but it's not .400.
All right, so who's the best hitter for St. Louis under the circumstances?
Probably Matt Holliday, don't you think?
Holliday? Mm.
Could be him, Alan Craig.
Alan Craig. All right. So there we are, folks. We're up to date. Now, you've gotten the sports news, the regular news. We can now start fooling around. It's time for fooling around on Good Day. Actually, there are... I'm interested in your read on what some refer to as consumer confidence. How many people pay attention, and this sort of falls into line with what Roberta does and how helpful it is that she gives you ways for you to save money, because at least the analysis that I've seen, the accounting of what is going on in our country in the last 5 years, because, you know, it has been 5 years since the economy collapsed. Mm-hmm. The poll this week reveals that you are not fully faithful. Is that the right way of putting it? You don't have full faith in the government or in business or in general, and that you wonder. Now, I don't know. People say I focus on the good news, and I do. I try to, and I was trying to find something good here. And I don't know whether I can invite you to call us at 888-302-3684 and tell us about your spending habits. Are you happy to be spending money? Because now we're going into the time of the year when more people are going to spend more money than at any other time in the year. Spend a lot of money. Halloween is a $4+ billion a year retail business. Thanksgiving is $5 or $6 billion. I think one year I remember seeing $8 billion is spent Thanksgiving for food alone. And then you get into the Christmas season, it becomes $14, $15, $16 billion. A lot of stores count on the last month of the year in order to make a profit. They haven't made a profit for the whole year till they get to Black Friday. So what does that say about consumer confidence? More importantly, what do you think about the state of the economy? If you care to share your attitude or your thoughts, how is it going to affect your spending? The Gallup poll looks at consumer attitudes immediately before the crash in September of 2008, and then in September 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013. And there's some good and there's some bad and there's some ugly to that. And we'll talk about it in the next half hour, should you want to have some consideration for your thoughts. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, the products that I talk about here on the air, most of the time, they are, I guess we'd say, discretionary. But because the deals are so good, people flock to the websites that I send you to or to the phone numbers because they are legitimate good deals that are aimed at being helpful. And such is the case with the product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's and I read these things that come back from real customers, and I think to myself, okay, this is good. I'm glad I got associated with this stuff because it works. Provia Super Concentrate. The Provia product cleanses your scalp, cleans out that stuff like cement from those cheap shampoos you've used in your younger years. And so you need to clean out the pores so the follicles, the hair follicles, can come back and grow again. They're all there under the skin, but they're waiting for you to clean out your pores so they can start growing again. You get your hair back. And that's what happens with the revitalizing product in Provia. Yes, the hair follicles are revitalized. The premature hair thinning you've gone through is now safely and naturally treated. There are no side effects when you use Provia. You're on the phone now, right? Already calling 800-525-8319. You can click onto Provia.com as well. I think it's Try Provia, isn't it? TryProvia.com for fuller, stronger, younger-looking hair. And when you get up, you're not going to see your hair in the pillow. It's not going to go down the drain. It's not going to go down the shower. Provia. Get the new Super Concentrate free with your order. Dial 800 525-8319. The new Profia has a great offer, and you know, at the end of the day, what you want is your hair back. Men and women alike, call now 800-525-8319 for Provia.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tonight on NBC, the long-awaited premiere is finally here. Dracula.
How long has it been since a vampire stalked the streets of this city?
I will find him. I'll destroy him.
From the producers of Downton Abbey.
For this crime, I will have my vengeance.
Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap Report brought to you today by Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Most of the active, well, not most, but many of the active discussions we have in the various groups, the blogs and stuff that follow the Good Day program, focus on the help from people like Roberta. They like the helpful things that we give to them in the course of our conversations about what's going on in the world every day. So you're appreciated, Roberta.
Oh, that's so nice to know, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, let's start with famous footwear shoes again, just for Jen. I always put this in there for Jen. For the next
three days
through the weekend, there's the Friends and Family Sale going on, and it's 30% off, but you have to have the coupons. We have it for you at DougStefan.com. But just be forewarned, you can only buy 21 pairs of shoes. You can't buy more than that, so there is a
there's
limit.
There's a limit.
There's a limit to it. Piperlime. Piperlime is kind of like the upscale Gap and Banana Republic. And it's part of the same company, and they've got an incredible clearance going on. It's 70% off, and with the special coupon code, you can get an additional 40% off of that. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. It sounds like they'll be paying you to take it home, but some fantastic savings and free shipping as well. Check it out at DougStefan.com. Ladies Home Journal, you can get a magazine subscription absolutely free when you use the coupon code that we have for you at DougStefan.com there. We also have the Body Shop, buy three, get three free site-wide. We have an incredible $100 knife. You spend only $3 for it, and letters from Santa, all at DougStefan.com.
Letters
that's
from Santa.
Cheap.
Please. All right, 50, wait a minute, 21 after. This is Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I put a spell on you.
This is good to the very last drop. Screaming Jay Hawkins makes it again here on Good Day from the earlier in the week presentation of the video of his web. I mean, a video song on the web. Crank it up, Michael.
What's up? I love. Yeah! I can't stand. Woo!
Woo!
No running around.
Woo!
I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
Songs like the Monster Mash. I want to listen to the whole thing. All right, here's the best part. Crank it up.
Really?
I don't know why that is so not my favorite.
I just think the end of it is so. I can remember Bruce Bradley on WBZ when I was a kid growing up playing that and having so much fun with it, especially the end of it. Just play it over and over. And over and over and over again. And that's stuck with me all these crazy years. Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mr. Stefan.
Yes, here's Mr. Stefan. The video of the day, the reason that the Halloween music is kind of cool is a underscore of the video at the video of the day today. Halloween costume a father made for his daughter. Roberta, you got to check this out. You were talking about some of the things available for Halloween and that sort of thing. This is really very cool. Very, very cool. You will like it. You will like it. You will like it. You will like it. Also, at DougStefan.com today, the story of American home buyers being confronted with a haunted house. My old house, the house I grew up in, across the street from where I live right now, is haunted by my father. And there are more and more people. I was visiting a neighbor the other day, quickly, and I walked into her house. She said, I visited your old house. There's a tour every year in Framingham of homes, historical homes, and that sort of thing. And so our house, the old house, was on it. And the people who live in it now are happy to tell you that the house is haunted. And my father shows up all the time. They've had four people who are mediums come into the house to try to figure out what the heck is going on. And it always comes back to a stranger, describe him, looks like my father, and his name is John.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Do you ever talk to him? Do you ever go over there?
My father?
Yeah.
No, they asked me to come over once. I haven't talked much about it. Lately, I've sort of been tuning in a little bit more to my father, but not a lot. So ghostly manifestations that stigmatize the sale of haunted houses gone. There's a haunted housing report at DougStephan.com in the stories that we've highlighted today. More than half of American home buyers are open to buying a house. 62%, in fact, of the 1,400 respondents said that they would consider buying a haunted house in a Realtor.com survey. So
all depends on the price.
But yeah, right. It's all about price. Never mind anything else. 28 past the hour. This is a good day for Friday.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Well, boys will be boys. A key part of any puppy's early socialization is play fighting. Watch a litter of puppies, and you'll observe them chasing, pouncing on each other during mock battles. These bouts serve as sort of a basic training, sharpening the puppy's predatory skills. During such play fights, you may even observe them baring their teeth or nipping at their litter mates while growling and yelping. While it's always prudent to supervise these fighting furballs, such mock battles generally sound a lot worse than they actually are. You might say their barks are a great deal worse than their bites. In fact, after the battle has ended, you may find the little warriors snuggled together for a much-needed nap, whisker to whisker. Now, very often, we as people get involved too soon. I always tell people, if they have two puppies or two dogs and they're kind of fighting with each other in the background, watch them carefully to make sure it's not real aggression. But very often, it sounds like the Armageddon, but they're just letting out stress and anxiety, just like two kids wrestling on the front lawn. Watch carefully, take action if necessary, but let them work it out on their own. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In the conversation mode, Roberta Fasanelli, Kent Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Dudley Show. So we have another great American day working for us. And I must say, as I go through my job to sort of corral the gang here and bring you information, have them sort of bring you what they know about various things that are going on, so it may add to the knowledge quotient that you have. When I look around and see all the time we've spent this week talking about murders in schools and problems in Washington and the general malaise there is as politicians fight back and forth with each other about things and just the normal analysis of what's going on. I find myself, even though my job is to sort of keep you in touch with what's going on, I think you pretty much know what's going on, because there's nothing new today in those areas. It's all the same stuff, other than, excuse me, there was another a shooting at a Navy facility, and we were talking about that earlier, and my question wasn't about the shooting, it was about why there was
a Navy base
in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken or Roberta or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Here's Joseph Fornal, who emailed me regarding the base in Tennessee. He said, the naval base is an aircraft school. If you think that's weird, ask yourself why there's a naval sub-base in Nevada.
Ooh.
Great question. Why is there
some oceanfront property there?
A naval sub-base.
No, only one California falls into the ocean.
No, I'm seriously. Who knows? Yeah, listeners there, what's the scoop? Who knows?
I guess you can practice anywhere, right? Right.
Well, I suppose, yeah. You can. It's like a training, a flight. They have those at each of the bases for the major airlines. They have flight simulators,
yeah.
The cockpit simulators where they learn how to fly whatever the plane is, and they have their training. So maybe that's what this is, a sub-base in Nevada. Who knows about that? 888-302-3684. Stranger things have happened, I suppose, but that seems kind of strange. Cheaper to do things. Imagine the government thinking about a cheap way of doing things. All right, so here's the story of the police officer. Remember this iconic image during the Occupy movement a couple of years ago. University of California, Davis, Police Lieutenant John Pike, who was fired after pepper spraying the unarmed students during the protest. Remember that?
I do. Pepper spray cop is what they called him.
Okay. So the students that were pepper sprayed by him got $30,000 apiece from the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that news? No. Yesterday, however, Mr. Pike, the police lieutenant who sprayed them, was given $38,000 in a workers' comp settlement.
Wow.
$8,000 more than each of the three dozen students who got settlements earlier this year.
First, it's ridiculous that the taxpayers have to pay any of this for the occupiers or the pepper spray cop. But come on, really, don't you laugh a little? Because those occupiers were a little annoying.
Well, but Pike repeatedly sprayed them. They were just sitting on the ground. It was a peaceful demonstration. He had no reason to do it whatsoever. They were protesting how much more it cost to go to school, tuition hikes. So then this guy comes along and completely overdoes what most flat-footed cops that work on these security teams in circumstances like this, the wannabes. He sprays them all, and then they file against the school because the video clearly shows they weren't doing anything. They get a settlement, and then he files a workman's comp claim claiming that he suffered psychiatric injuries.
Oh, I was going to ask about the injuries. Okay.
As a result of the negative attention the video footage attracted to him.
Because he was perfectly balanced when he went through and sprayed those people with pepper spray.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So now the state's disability evaluation unit, don't you love it that states have a disability evaluation unit? They looked at his record. They looked at his life. They looked at his problems. They said, this poor guy, his life's been ruined by all the attention that's been paid to him. So we got to give him $38,000. What an outrage. The outrage of the day. This has to be the outrage of the day. How many people agree? Kenny, raise your hand.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Roberta?
I think so. My mic was
really down. Mad.
Because I was sneezing.
God
bless
you. Roberta, Jennifer?
It's an outrageous.
It is. You don't sound too outrageous.
Well, I'm upset because it's just so silly that the taxpayers' money have to go to stuff like that.
Well, it is.
On both sides.
Is it as silly as Samantha Luthwaite?
Oh, she's my favorite.
All right. 21 before the hour. Roberta chastised me a few minutes ago. Those of you who have been listening to the whole hour of the program, we're following along with our discussion of people buying homes that are haunted. And if you didn't hear the story, it's actually...
Is everybody okay?
Huh?
Is everybody all right?
What do you mean?
I just hear, like, things happening.
Well, it's haunted. The radio program's haunted.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Ooh.
I'm plugging in my iPad.
Oh, thank you.
So she can spill coffee all over it again. All right, so this survey that's highlighted at DougStephan.com today, half of you say that you would consider buying a haunted house. A haunted...
That's a little noise my iPad makes when you plug it in.
God. It's like, might as well be burping and farting on the air as much as whatever here. All right, anyway.
The F word on the air.
Can I finish this?
Yes. I'd like to chime in.
I'm only finishing it because Roberta gave me some starch that I didn't miss, that I didn't mention, deadhouses.org or whatever the hell it is.
Diedinhouse.com.
Diedinhouse.com.
You know how much it is, though, to check if your house had someone die in it?
No, how much?
It's like $11.99, which I guess if you're buying a house in the scheme of things, that's not much.
It's a website.
But $11.99.
Like Carfax for houses.
A lot. It is like Carfax.
Yeah. All right. So $11. Wouldn't you want to know that? I wouldn't care. I've lived. I'm trying to think of how many places I've lived. I've lived in the house I grew up in, which is across the street from where I live now. The house I live in now, I built. The house in California. Actually, I don't know that much about it, frankly. It was built in 1948. That's all I know about it.
Someone probably died there then.
You think so?
But you know what? The thing is, I don't mind if someone dies peacefully in a house. I would have no problem moving into something where,
but
like,
in
maybe...
Roberta's neighborhood, they're all Italian, so you know what happens with Those guys, when they die.
They're buried in cement in the foundation.
Yeah. But, you know, if it's a peaceful death, I don't think it's a problem. But if you get someone, like, in a, if you move into a house where someone was murdered, I would kind of be freaked out about that. I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be there.
My grandma haunts my house. She turns on the heat for me. It's great.
Really?
She died
in
the house, but she's turned on the heater for me.
I've told you the story. We lived in a house for a winter. When I first, this is my 20th year of living in California in the wintertime. First few years that I was there, actually 4 or 5, 6 years maybe. When was it? About 2021. In 2001, the first
one. You're older than you look.
So for eight, for 8 years, I rented places in the wintertime out there. And one of them was in an area that I ended up buying a house in called Ocean Park, which is on the Venice-Santa Monica line. And it was owned by a lady who was an acting coach. And one of the charges she had during the earlier part of her career was to train the Hemingway girls how to act. And one of them lived with her and committed suicide in the house that we rented. And Brendan was living in the upstairs of it, and I was living downstairs for the winter. And one night I wasn't there. The kitchen was completely disheveled. Knives were taken out, thrown. One of them was stuck on the wall. All the pots and pans were taken out of the drawer that they were in and dropped on the floor. And Brendan heard all the commotion, went downstairs to see all this. And he never believed in any ghosts, all the stuff that I talk about. He thinks I'm nuts, or at least he thought I was nuts until that night when that happened. And there was no explanation for it other than Marilyn Hemingway committed suicide in the house, and that's where all of this energy came from. So
yeah,
believe it
or not. There's a knife in the wall, I'm out.
Yeah, well,
pack my box.
We were out too.
Check, please.
We were out. We got out. We got out. But it was an interesting experience. So do these things happen? Yeah, they do. All right, I promised we would talk about consumerism. Did I not? Focusing
covert
on
shopping.
Whether or not. Yeah, it is. It's shopping. This is the season. Tis the season to be shopping. La 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 la. So are you going to spend money or not? Do you feel like the economy is good? Well, there are all kinds. Michael, if you were really clever, you'd be playing behind me right now the theme from the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because there are good things. When it comes to the economy,
you're
going
to blame Michael for not knowing how to do that. I would never think to play the good, the bad, the ugly.
Really?
No, not no.
Oh. Well, maybe he's looking for it right now while I talk about the good stuff. The economy and the outlook, via your mind and your experience.
I don't think we have it.
Yeah, of course you have it. You can find it. What are you talking about? The good, the bad, and the ugly? You can find that anywhere with all the resources we have. Are you kidding? 41% of respondents to this survey this week said the economy since the crash has improved somewhat. And it's better. Improved by six. The better part of what you're going to remember. What you're going to remember out of this conversation is that the music I play in the background, not what I'm saying. Basic bottom line. Some people think the economy, don't let it go. You can just keep it under there. 21% said the economy is better now than it was 5 years ago for them. Now, let's see here. Some people say they feel better about the economy and job prospects. Americans continue to be worried about losing their jobs. 17% cited unemployment as the nation's biggest problem. Do you think that's the case? Roberta, you think that unemployment is our biggest problem in this country?
I think so. If you have people who aren't working, that's a major issue.
Yeah. Well, the unemployment rate, the government says 7.2%. Actually, it's twice that because the only thing they're reporting on are the people that are still collecting, still in the system. All right. So what's the ugly side of this? By the way, self-reported consumer spending has not rebounded much. As a matter of fact, before... listen to this, these numbers. Before the crash in 2008, the average American spent $113 a day to live. The average American now spends $86 as of last month a day to live.
And that counts in, like, your house payment.
Yeah, yeah, it counts in everything. So we spent $113 when we really felt good for the crash, and now since then, even now, 5 years later, we're only spending $86 a day. You know, that's like a, isn't that about a third or 25% anyway, right? That's a lot less. Man, no wonder the economy's not growing.
But think about it. I mean, gosh, I know I've taken a hit. Everybody's taken a hit.
Yeah, I sure have.
It's tough.
Yeah,
now,
not coming back.
As far as consumer confidence goes, those surveys never impact me at all. I mean, I will buy what I can comfortably afford to buy or what I need to buy. Mm. Now, am I buying things that I don't need right now? No. I'm buying
most
only stuff. Yeah.
So that's why the reason the curiosity about what will happen during this season, what people were saying during this survey, as the government shutdown just started, was that it affected Americans' economic outlook dramatically. And because of the shutdown, the poll suggests that people think this country is so badly run, they don't have confidence in the government, and therefore, because so many people are tied to government programs, they don't feel like they should go out and spend extra money because they don't know if they're going to get all the money or the program's going to run out of money. If it's $17 trillion that we're in debt, how can we keep paying Social Security, Medicare, that kind of stuff? That's what people are wondering. And I think that's a legitimate concern, frankly. All right, so that's that report. In a moment, Jennifer reports on television items of interest, shows being canceled, shows being renewed, all that hot stuff coming up a couple minutes away here on Good Day.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
Tonight on NBC, the long-awaited premiere is finally here. Dracula.
How long has it been since the vampires stalked the streets of this city?
I will find him. I'll destroy him.
From the producers of Downton Abbey.
For these crimes, I will have my vengeance.
Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, premieres tonight after the premiere of Grimm. Now, Fridays are bloody good on NBC.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through Rocktober 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
By the way, just to sort of conclude the conversation we had earlier in the hour about state fairs, the Ohio and Indiana state fairs, according to somebody sending me an email, Mr. Carlin, thank you. Indiana fair, Ohio fair in July and August when it's warm. The original idea to show your harvest is why they had the fairs.
I got an email from our listener, Aaron, who said the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got that taken care of. Now, let's see. I noticed with some degree of interest that the show Suits has been renewed. I think that's one of the most excellent shows. Very interesting show. You watch that? Anybody here ever watch that besides
me? I've never seen it,
no. Which show?
It's called Suits.
On US.
No, very interesting. Very interesting. I see it actually on the plane when I'm getting caught up with TV. It's a well-done show.
Well, you'd be happy to know it's renewed for a fourth season.
Right.
All right, NBC is reportedly developing a Murder, She Wrote reboot starring Oscar winner Octavia Spencer. Kind of interesting. It'll be her first starring role on TV. She was in The Help.
Was she in House?
No.
All right, I'm confusing with somebody else.
NBC is doing that?
NBC is doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
That means it probably will fail. It was on CBS originally, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
A CBS show.
I should
but it's going to be.
NBC.
She kind of takes over where Angela Lansbury's character leaves off as, you know, a.
What were you thinking, Kenny?
Well, NBC is getting rid of Jay Leno because they want to go after younger audiences.
And they're doing Murder, She Wrote.
Bring back Murder, She Wrote.
Genius.
There you go.
Very good, Kenny.
Genius.
Think about that. All right, a little sudsy TV gossip. If you didn't see the pictures this week, there's big hullabaloo because Catherine McPhee from Smash was caught kissing her director, Michael Morris. She's married. Well, so is Smash director Michael Morris, who she was kissing. And her wife,
Smithville.
Mary McCormick, not happy.
Big D.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Time now for us to stretch the deals. The announcement made this week of profit for most of the airlines, and you're probably not, you're going to know why the numbers are the way they are if you've traveled in the last 3 or 4 months. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here to talk about the deals and the situation with the airlines as we focus on your travel plans here on Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through Rocktober 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
All right, let's get to the word today, or lots of words, from the fellow who runs bestfares.com. Good way for you to find out, scope out fares, the best ticket prices, etc., for flying, cruises, that sort of thing. Southwest and United Continental have announced their, I guess the other, I know that American released their profit, even though they're in bankruptcy, they made a lot of money. This is the time of year when you go back to July, August, and September when most people are traveling, or that's when they can jack up the prices. And man, this survey suggests the prices are extremely high. And you were talking about the fees. Fuel is cheaper now than it was a year ago. So, I mean, not only United and Southwest American, but the startups, JetBlue's fares are outrageous compared to what they used to be, and so are Virgin America's. So all these people who are starting out, they're all, you see the web, because I get all of this stuff when they're promoting coast to coast for $167. Good luck finding a seat for that price, right?
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to fly on a Friday or Sunday, it's going to be pretty tough. Most of the airlines put that, you might not read it in the small print.
Tuesday like at midnight.
This week, like this last week, Southwest said fly somewhere for $69, but you only get on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, right? So if you were looking for Thursday through Monday, you would have probably paid another 50% more.
Yeah.
And you go, how come I can't find this airfare? Well, you didn't read the fine print. So
where does it all go? Does this encourage other people to start airlines? How is the Justice Department looking at American and U.S. Air getting together? When they see these numbers, they'll say, nah, we don't think so. We think we need to have more competition. U.S. Air, you keep going. American, I don't think that merger is going to go through. Do you?
I think the Department of Justice has a whole bunch of explaining to. Why do they let... They started this whole can of worms. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean,
Delta and Northwest get together?
Yeah,
and,
do it. Yeah. Okay. And then they take two airlines like Continental and United, which there's no jeopardy of bankruptcy.
Either one of them. Right.
Okay, and said, oh, yeah, now you guys can join and become the world's largest. Well, now if you don't let American and U.S. Airways do their gig, well, that means just like Braniff did with Southwest back in the 1970s, they cut the fares on routes where they were competing, wanted to get rid of their competition. I don't know if you remember this, but Southwest, Braniff cut the fares between Dallas and Houston to $13 one way to run Southwest out of business.
Yeah.
But South, you know, remember what Southwest did to play back?
Right. No, I don't
pay $26 for us, and we'll give you a bottle, a fifth of booze. And guess what? Southwest won.
Yeah. Southwest still in business and booming. Carry more domestic passengers than any other airline. And Braniff is long gone.
Yeah. So
all right.
Competition's good.
So what do we have for fares,
you know,
deals?
We don't talk about it. You know, well, there's a lot of stuff on your page this week. But I think the big news right now is that we are in the week of the world's largest cruise sale. Almost any cruise line in the world is running some kind of special right now through the next year.
Really?
And you might want to look at some of the specials we put up on the page, too. But they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink. I know Carnival's been getting hit pretty hard because of all the incidents they had in 2013. But, you know, they run, you know, when you own 100 ships, things can go wrong. So,
Southwest, I'm just looking at the numbers here. Southwest in the last quarter made $274 million, United $379 million. It's good that they made a profit given all the dollars that they run through there, but still, something doesn't feel right. It's just something doesn't feel good about what's going on in the airline business. Hi, Tom Parsons, check.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.